For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Hey, welcome in to the National Defense. I am Randy Miller, and man, we got a great Christmas show for you today. I mean, this is going to be so fun. You're gonna find out so much. You're gonna thank me. I mean, and by the way, just go ahead and email me now and just say thank you, Randy, for bringing Julie into our lives and our homes, because that's what's going to happen. We have a woman today, Julie Rossi, who is in the military, works to mentor veterans, and you may want her to mentor you, and that's fine too. But and a little surprise at the end. So listen all the way through, because at the end you're going to go, I need something that's going to make my Christmas, and then you're going to have it. Thank you. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Randy.
How are you doing?
Oh, doing fine. Staying busy for sure.
This is, you know what? This is probably my favorite time of the year.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Don't you love it?
It's great. It's busy, but it's great.
Yeah. And I, you know, you've got a special connection to Christmas, obviously.
Yes.
Can you remember the best Christmas you ever had?
You know, I grew up with 27 first cousins.
27?
27. So my mom was one of five and my dad was one of four. And so we had lots of cousins, and they were Catholic, so they had a lot of kids, you
yeah.
know. And so
27
first cousins. And so
wow.
We didn't even have to have friends. We just had our cousins. That was
yeah,
it.
Right.
They were your friends.
Right.
And so
and did you have to buy gifts for all of them?
No, thankfully we would just draw names and
good.
We have like one kid.
Yeah, I mean, at 27, you got to go, let's just say this year, everybody that starts with an H.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or something like that. I mean, you got to have some kind of a system, right?
Yeah. So, but my grandmother, she did buy gifts for every single one of the kids. I mean, she'd buy like a small gift for every single
sure.
kid, but she would buy one for every one of them. But they were huge. My grandma lived on a bunch of acreage up in south of St. Joe, up in Agency and near Fawcett. And so we had a lake there. We had, you know, our house kind of overlooked the little pond, I should say.
Right.
And so every Sunday we were up there for dinners and things like that. So when Christmas came around, we were all used to seeing each other every week
sure.
anyway, and Christmas would just be huge.
Oh, man. I can't even
yeah.
imagine that kind of a,
yeah.
a crowd. I know that when our we had two daughters, when they mm-hmm. were little, we thought it would be kind of fun, kind of cool to do the 12 days of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So for 12 days leading up to Christmas, we would get them an individual gift, 12 gifts, and then their Christmas gifts.
Oh, wow.
So we stopped that after the first year because we went bankrupt.
I can imagine.
And had to rely on the kindness of strangers.
Yeah, I have one, and I understand that it's expensive.
It is.
It is really expensive.
And now, see, we're back into that mode because now we have our first granddaughter.
Oh, there you go.
And it's like, I mean, it's, let me just tell you, Julie, what my life is like, what my situation is like. This is how concerned I am about what my wife is ordering, is spending. I got to my house the other day. And there was a UPS truck parked across the street from our driveway with its flashers on. And I thought, well, that's weird. Maybe the guy broke down. Maybe, you know. No, he was just waiting to get down my driveway, but the Amazon truck was blocking his way.
At least the whole truck wasn't for you, right?
Well, I don't know. I only get told a certain amount. And I just know that there are parts of our house that are off limits. Anyway, hey, let's talk about your military career. Thank you for your service, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what did you do? Now, I want to say Marines?
I was Army.
Army, okay.
I was Army.
Okay.
So with us being, from a large family, so I was the youngest of five. And so by the time I came around and I got used to my brother and sister calling and begging for, money, I was like, all right. Apparently, I'm not going to have any money by the time I come around. So
right.
I was 16, and I was working at the local pizza place.
16?
I was 16. And so the other main cook that was at the pizza place, he said, hey, I've got a bunch of recruiters coming. I'm joining the Army. I think you should sit in with us. And I was like, what? I never thought about joining the Army.
Right.
And I'm 16. And
was anybody in your family in the service?
No, my dad, I think, did ROTC, I think, in maybe high school or something like that.
Right.
And then he had a couple of brothers that were in. Both of them were in World War II, and his brother was in the Navy in World War II.
But you didn't really have, like, an uncle that encouraged you or anything like that?
No.
You just went to this meeting?
Yeah. I was determined to not be begging all the time for money, basically.
Right.
And so when they showed up and they were talking about that the delayed entry program would allow me to join at 16, which I did, and so, but they said they would pay for my college. So all I had to do was go in for 2 years.
That's cool.
And they would give me, I think at the time it was like $17,000 to go to college.
Wow.
And so that was back in I joined in 83, but I went in 85.
Okay.
And so $17,000 at that time was enough.
Sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You're not going to make that at the pizza place.
No.
Right.
So I decided that I would go in, and so I signed up. Did like a year and a half in the delayed entry program, and then I went off to Fort Jackson, and I was a diesel mechanic, light wheel vehicle mechanic, 2.5-ton trucks.
Oh, wow.
Is what I worked on.
Wow.
And so so I was at Fort Jackson, and then my permanent party was up in Fort Belvoir, up in near Washington.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
So I spent about a year and a half there.
So how did you enjoy your time?
I absolutely loved it. I think,
we talk to people all the time, and you'd be totally candid. Some people say they didn't like their time in the military.
I think by far it was the best thing I've ever done.
Oh, wow.
I can't say there wasn't, times that there were some challenges.
Were you, as a woman, mm-hmm. obviously, were special challenges in that, or?
Yeah, I mean, I would say, if we're talking candidly, in the motor pool, here I was in an 18-year-old.
Right.
Hardly knew anything because AIT, they give you manuals just to teach you how to troubleshoot things.
Sure.
So that's what I learned how to do is we had, some manual training, but most of it was just you learned how to look up in your manuals how to troubleshoot. And so the wheels were, bigger than I was even.
Right.
And so some of the guys, if I would ask them for help, they were like, you signed up for this, you figure it out. And so I'd be like, okay, but they would help each other.
That's some tough love.
So I was like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to figure some of this out.
Yeah.
And I did. I figured out how to use the dollies and things like that. And I'm like, okay, apparently I'm on my own on this, which was kind of good because it taught me how to be independent.
That probably was good because it made you learn those things and made you kind of on down the line made you take that approach to everything in your life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So, in other words, about 20 guys or so and me.
Oh, wow.
I was the only female in there. So,
wow.
You know, it was challenging for that reason. But, you know, I always just really worked hard. And, you know, and my sergeant always tried to give me accolades for, you know, if I didn't know how to fix something, I would do a lot of research and mm-hmm. figure it out. And, mm-hmm. you know, he always said how resourceful I was.
And this is before YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, before. Yes, it was well before that.
Yeah.
But, and then when we would do war training, we would go out to the field, you know, for a week or something like that. Well, I was the top marksman in the company out of like 300 of us.
Really?
And so I was the top expert marksman, and so they trained me to be the sniper. So
wow.
I would be the one in the back that as my team would move forward, I would have to stay, you know, and hide behind things. And as the other team was coming at us,
right.
then I would have to shoot them. We would use Miles equipment that, you know, it was electronic. Their vest would go off and, you know, so I'd have kills.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so most people don't realize that's probably the number one thing. If I say, yeah, I was trying to, you know, to be a sniper, it sounds more exotic than it actually was.
I don't know. I mean, the top shot in your company is pretty strong. I'm sure.
Yeah, people don't make me mad very often.
I was just going to say, yeah. I hope this interview is going well.
Every town's got its heroes. Veterans, firefighters, EMTs, police officers. The folks who show up when it matters most. Tractor Supply calls them hometown heroes. Verified hometown heroes receive exclusive Neighbors Club perks like 2% back on every purchase, free trailer rentals, same day delivery, and special discounts on hero holidays like July 4th and Veterans Day. It's easy to join. Just sign up for Neighbors Club and verify through ID.me. The benefits kick in automatically. Learn more at tractorsupply.com/hometownheroes.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
You know, for me, it's crucial to be connected to loved ones. And as a veteran, you appreciate T-Mobile making it easy for all of us. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Pros don't just show up. They prove how it's done, with precision and without shortcuts. Makita tools are built the same way, with a dedication to lasting quality, trusted performance, and results that reward your effort year after year. When the job calls for the best, call on Makita. Built to be the best.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At your conference table or your tailgate spot, we bring the know-how, we got a lot. Local experts with a digital plan, we'll boost your biz with a helping hand. Ready? Reading Online Marketing, we're right here.
Okay. Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
US.
What shall we do about them?
Talking to Julie Rossi here of the National Defense, and it really, I think, kind of instilled in you, from the little I know, kind of your love, your support for veterans, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about your company a little bit, because you got a very unique company that buys and sells businesses.
Well, we help people buy.
You help people buy.
Yeah, I'm like broker. I'm a broker.
Okay. But you work with veterans, I think.
Yes.
And I know you do some mentorship and things like that. But what a great idea. I mean, hey, you don't have to come out and start a business from scratch. Here's one that's already making money. Why not do it
exactly.
Right here, right?
Exactly.
Is that the idea?
Yeah. So if you start up a company, usually about 1 out of 10 make it past 5 years.
Yeah.
It's very, very difficult to start a company from scratch.
Tell me about it. I had Pickles R Us for, oh gosh, about a year and a half. That didn't take off. And then I did We Will Fold Your Own Napkins. I did that for about 2 years. And then that also failed. I did horse soccer, and that did pretty well. And then I did, let me wave to your mom, and that didn't take off. So I know exactly what you're talking about, mm-hmm. Julie. I mean, it's tough when you're trying to design your own business and come up with what you think people might want.
Mm-hmm.
I started a company one time called I Will Sit With You, and where I would just go over and just sit with people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I enjoyed it, but it didn't really take off.
Yeah.
More of a service oriented.
See, I've actually thought about that. I'm like, you know, if somebody would start a company just called, like, you know, I'll be your friend, even if it's an 800 line.
Right.
You know, and you just charge by the minute, and it's all very innocent.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shut-ins that don't have opportunities to meet friends.
None of this was innocent.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And so this way, you take a proven company,
mm-hmm.
you take a veteran who's looking to do something immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's the other thing you and I kind of talked about too, is we talk to people all the time that are transitioning out. They get their first job and they are underemployed,
mm-hmm.
right? And it happens all the time. And they might stay in the job like a year, year and a half, and then that's it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And so that happens a lot. But this way, it would seem like you can make it as big as you want to, right? As hard as you want to work.
Exactly. So, well, here, right before COVID hit, I was talking with some people at Leavenworth. They were trying to have a program put into place for exiting veterans to help buy their own businesses. They were helping to set them up to do that and be successful, you know, finding a business already up and running.
And there are different organizations that do that for veterans.
Yeah. And so, but when COVID hit, that particular program got shut down, but they were going to have me be the broker to help them, you know, as they were getting out, even maybe even setting up their own business brokerage offices.
Oh, sure.
To help, you know, plant them other places.
Right.
You know, to where they could do that and help other people buy and sell companies.
Well, and Julie, I would imagine, too, you have to really work with the veteran to find out what their skill sets are.
Yes.
Right. Not just their skill sets, but their passions. Mm-hmm. So you, what you have to determine, okay, what you did in the military may not translate to this next phase of your life, but what is it you enjoy doing? What is it you like to do? What kind of things do you get from them to determine what they should do?
So we kind of go through, like, as a buyer, when we work with them, we're like, okay, what is it that you're looking for? You're exiting out of the military. So what kind of activities do you like? Mm-hmm. Do you like to work Monday through Friday, 9 to 5? Do you like to work remotely? Do you like to work? Do you want to have something that's 7 days a week, three shifts a day?
Right.
So we need to know what kind of lifestyle that you want, because
that's a great question. I think everybody's wired differently, right?
They are.
And when you say, do you want to work 7 days a week, 9 to 3? I mean, some people might like that. They may they may need that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so it's funny that we get the. The comment a lot from buyers, they're like, I just want to make my own hours. And I'm like, I'm going to tell you what your hours are going to be.
Right.
Your hours are 24-7, 7 days a week. You know, I mean, it's just 7 days a week.
You want
And it's not that you're working all of those hours, but it's always on your mind.
Yeah.
You know, so you're working 24-7.
Well, and you're the last person in charge. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if things are happening and they need some kind of a quick fix or quick solution, you know, the only You say that it's 24/7, unless you run a recording studio. I would encourage anybody, whether you're a veteran or not, get a recording studio, because you basically don't work, and you just, you know, you're always trying to find ways to get out of work. And I would basically say that's, I think, more or less, you know, what I would advise anyway, just in what I've seen. But you're right. Everything else is 24/7.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that sounds bad. You know, I find it.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I own my own company.
Yeah.
And you're right. And everything. And it was funny when I was, I did a morning radio show, and everything that I would see past that 6 to 10 a.m. window in the rest of my day, all you're thinking about is, how do I include that in my radio show?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's one of the
responsibility.
Things. Yeah, that's one of the first things we ask them. What kind of a lifestyle do you want to have?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it is that
I want mine to be raucous.
So if it is that you're not a morning person, don't buy a bakery. You're going to be up at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So we kind of have to know, if you're not a morning person, I'm not going to lead you towards buying a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a kid person, I'm not going to suggest a daycare.
Right.
You know, so it all comes down to what kind of employees do you want employees?
Mm-hmm.
You might not even want employees.
Oh, right.
You know, and so it's like, if you don't want employees, or if you're not a morning person, or you don't like kids, okay, so let's lead you into the things that are more fit for you as a person.
That's a great,
you know, so like a great one. I had a conversation with a potential seller this morning. He's got a restoration company.
Okay.
And so those are always really good ones.
Yeah.
Especially for military. I love it.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm hoping that he lists it with me, because I'm like, this would totally be great for a military person.
Oh, it would. It would.
Because they're more hands-on. They understand being out in the field. They understand
more DIY.
Being cold in the middle of the night, might have to react to something, or floods, or
right.
you know, things like that. So he has more so employees that run it for him now, because he's been doing it for so many years.
You're right.
He's more hands-off now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would be a great one for military.
That
so.
Would be.
60 seconds of service.
Covenant of Courage is a veteran-led initiative that focuses on creating peer support networks, offering emotional and practical assistance to veterans transitioning into civilian life. The organization emphasizes collaboration with local groups, mental health organizations, and community partners. Veterans who join the network find connection, accountability, and a sense of real belonging. Many then volunteer, helping others navigate benefits, find support groups, build job skills, or recover from trauma.
Black Friday is happening now at the Home Depot, which means it's time to get your home ready for all your holiday moments and traditions.
Hi!
Hey.
Right now, you can bring home holiday magic with our wide assortment of dazzling pre-lit trees under $99. Spend more time creating memories and less time assembling with Quick Connect technology that makes it easy to set up your new tree in a few clicks.
Wow!
Hurry in for Black Friday happening now at the Home Depot.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay, featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Talking to Julie Rossi here in the National Defense. And, I mean, all of these businesses, are you concerned at all about AI? Now, and the reason I ask that is if I were looking to buy a business mm-hmm. or get into some different industry, I would want to make sure that AI couldn't do it for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. No, I think that's a very good point, that a lot of the businesses that I'm selling are more so either hands-on. I just sold a plumbing company. I've sold HVAC company. I really try to encourage young people now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even always about college anymore. If you can get into the trade.
Oh, that's what we say all the time.
Can't come out and plunge a toilet. They can't replace a sewer system.
Well, and the thing I think that sometimes people miss about the trades is, hey, first of all, you're going to make a great living mm-hmm. in the trade. I mean, great. And then you'll have a skill that you can use for your own life, for
exactly.
the rest of your life.
Exactly.
I think that's fantastic. Just like HVAC or plumbing or any of that. I mean, if you working on cars. And I think that's where you're safer getting into something like that, mm-hmm. that AI can't just replace you.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Well, and even like with me having been, working on 2.5-ton trucks. Now, the Japanese engines now that we have are nothing like the 2.5-ton truck engine.
Sure.
But the skill set is translatable.
Sure.
You just have to learn how to plug in the system and let it do the troubleshooting for you. And so, so if a military person is coming out and they have the skills of knowing how mechanics work, they could come in and buy an automobile repair shop.
Yeah.
Those are for sale. Those are not uncommon. The oil changing stations, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing, though, that I always tell people, get your finances in order ahead of time.
Yeah.
Every business, it doesn't matter what kind it is, it all comes down to how it's financed.
And so
number one.
Do they also get some help from other organizations sometimes as far as?
Not generally.
No.
So, like with houses, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac are the insuring backers of the mortgages.
Right.
So the SBA is kind of the backing for the banks that loan money to buy businesses.
Right.
And so most of the time, an individual is going to buy something with an SBA loan.
Okay.
More often than not. They might even have a house that they've got pretty good home equity in or something like that. So that might happen. I have done that before. I've bought a business on my home equity line. But most of the time, it's going to be the SBA-backed loans. So they can go through like Wells Fargo, their own bank, or some of those. But number one, you have to keep your credit score up. I always tell military people, a year or two before you're getting out, make sure your taxes are paid up, make sure your credit score is good, and then start saving some back, because they're going to have between 10 to 15% down.
And then I will say that once they have bought the business, mm-hmm. once you are a veteran-owned business,
mm-hmm.
there are grants out there, and there are a lot of organizations that want to support you.
Oh, absolutely, yes, yes. Now, I found that quite a bit, too, is that even being a business broker, that's one of the first things I lead with, is that a veteran and female-owned business.
Yeah.
And
so
I do have a lot, especially if it's another military person wanting to sell their business.
Right.
It really does help if you're a veteran. Huh. I think people respect that.
That's interesting.
Quite a bit.
That's interesting. So you're in the military. You work with veterans. And then on top of all of this, I mean,
I'm busy.
Here's the surprise.
Oh, not the surprise yet, though.
No.
We're doing the housing, right?
The what?
The landlord piece?
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. No, wait.
No surprise yet.
No surprise yet. No surprise. Yeah, in addition to all of that, you're also a house flipper, and you've got, 23?
23 rentals.
23 properties?
Yes.
I mean, that's something else that veterans would just fit into.
Yes, and I probably mentor on that even more so than on business.
Okay.
Because a lot of people will call me to say, hey, I don't know how to get into the rental business or the flipping business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I help, I'll spend hours on the phone with people, and I do this for free. I don't charge people to help them do these things.
Yeah.
And so they'll call me and they'll say, hey, I want to get into this. And so I'm always like, okay, again, your credit score. That has to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have some money down initially. So how I got into it is I saved up enough money to have $25,000 down for my first flip.
Okay.
And so when I flipped that one, I made an additional profit of $25,000. And so I took that money and bought
kind of snowballed.
Yeah, I bought a fourplex duplex through owner financing. I had a guy who wanted to retire, but he wanted to keep the money coming in, so he owner financed me.
Uh-huh.
And so that one started cash flowing enough that I got my money back, and then I saved up enough to buy the next one.
Huh.
And so I just kept saving up money, and I didn't take money out for quite a while. Because the first 4 or 5, you're not going to make an income off of them very well for quite a while.
Okay.
So you've got to build up to probably 6, unless you can pay cash for them. Most people, I don't even recommend people paying cash for them.
Yeah. Why?
Buy 3 or 4 versus, if you have $100,000, you can buy 3 with that.
Right.
Why would you buy 1 with that instead of 3 with that?
But, if you've already got Park Place, don't you want Boardwalk?
Oh, exactly.
I mean, I'm not telling you how to do your job. How important is it, Julie, to be able to work on these properties? Because I've seen a lot of people get into house flipping, and they spend more paying somebody to work on them than they do make money.
See, now, I'm going to disagree with that.
Yeah.
The reason why, I mean, I know there's a lot of people out there that will work on it themselves, but the amount of time it takes them to work on it themselves, all that time you could have either been renting it or you could have had it flipped by then. Time is money.
Okay.
And so when I see a lot of people who do the work themselves, unless they have an actual company like a restoration company that they can do it themselves.
Right.
Or a remodeling company or something. That's a different case.
Mm-hmm.
But for most people like me, I've got my same contractors that I use all of the time. And so I built a model that I've got the same, you know, the same flooring person, the same...
Oh, that's good.
You know, remodeling person, the same painters. They are on every single job.
And are they available?
Because in Kansas City, they're all up north in Kansas City.
Yeah, but I mean, you got to be available. Somebody comes up with a rental problem, right?
Yes, and so, but they work with me on that because,
that's great.
And one of my main contractor, he is a veteran as well.
Oh wow!
And so
that's great.
Yes, and so he started a remodeling company, but and so I just call him and I say, hey, you know, this isn't a very big job right here, but he knows that I'm going to give him 2 or 3 decks this year, or I'm going to refer him 10 other jobs to other people. So he'll just run over and sometimes just do it for free because he knows that I take care of him really well.
Can I get his number?
Absolutely.
No, that's fantastic.
We call him Working Machine Gene. I name him all.
Working Machine Gene. I love it.
I name him all. Yeah.
Now, so how do people find out about that information? What's the best place to...
So, I mean, you have to really search for if you want to get into flips or if you want to get into renting. You know, renting.
I'm just talking about talking to you about.
Oh, talking. Yeah, I mean, you've got my number, my email already.
Yeah.
You're
and we'll put that on the website.
Yeah, if they want to just talk to me and say, hey, I would love to do this. As long as I'm not overwhelmed, I'm happy to help.
Yeah, yeah.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Every town's got its heroes. Veterans, firefighters, EMTs, police officers. The folks who show up when it matters most. Tractor Supply calls them hometown heroes. Verified hometown heroes receive exclusive Neighbors Club perks like 2% back on every purchase, free trailer rentals, same day delivery, and special discounts on hero holidays like July 4th and Veterans Day. It's easy to join. Just sign up for Neighbors Club and verify through ID.me. The benefits kick in automatically. Learn more at tractorsupply.com/hometownheroes.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
The The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlie's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlie's.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlie's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Immediately, just bonk. Start bonking people. Or you, as I like to do, I like to do this with my dog. I'll get my dog and I'll just go, "Hey, Wags! How you doing?" He hates it.
Well, people sword fight.
Oh, sword fighting, of course.
Yeah, yes. I actually quiz people from around the world. From Japan, a samurai fight with them there. So they corrected me. A samurai fight with them.
You could put a laser on this thing. It could be Star Wars.
That was the other thing. They said laser, they'll use it as a lightsaber.
Yeah.
So I've gotten from India, England, China, Japan, Australia, Austria. All of them say the same thing. I said, "Hey, what do you do with these things?" They all said, "Lightsaber, sword fight, chewed into it like a horn," or they bonk somebody on the head or on the bottom with it. Depends on how close you are with a person.
That's true.
So, but yeah, so everybody I've always asked, and at first you were kind of like, "Well, I mean, I just throw it away or whatever." And I was like, "No, hang on. Before you throw it away,
right?
What do you do with that?"
I had to think about it for a second because I didn't know if anybody else did that.
Everybody does.
You
everybody
know,
bonks.
I thought I was a secret bonker, but apparently not.
Everybody bonks.
So, Julie, how long did it take you to write this song?
Oh, like 15 minutes.
Wow.
Believe it, I didn't write the music in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But the lyrics themselves, I was laughing. So it came up that, you know, I just was rapping some stuff and the tube had fallen on the ground. Right. So I picked it up and, you know, bonked some friends as they were walking by. And I was like, why is it everybody does that? And I realized that I started asking.
You know what would be fun?
Everybody does that.
You know what would be fun?
What?
We should go just bonk some strangers. just to see what happens. I guess you got to be careful about that, though.
Well, it depends on where you bonk them.
Yeah, it's true.
You know,
yeah.
So.
What part of town you mean? Well, we're going to play the song for you, and it's such a fun song. It's
yeah.
such a fun song, and I know that you had a good time making it. Now, who are the singers and the musicians?
So our Andy here, our wonderful
Andy, who owns Soundwork Studio, where this is being recorded, is responsible for.
He was a sound engineer on it.
He's a sound engineer.
And fabulous.
Did he play any instruments on the thing?
Well, I think he did some of the sound effects with it.
Okay.
But, and so.
Keeping away from the instruments.
So Jamie Gunn, she was our, lead singer. She's a professional singer and she sings down in Branson. So we were looking for somebody who could sing.
Is she with the Bald Knobbers?
I don't think so.
Are you with the Bald Knobbers, sir? No, but she's pretty good.
She's very good. And so
she sounds great on the
song.
We
were looking for somebody that can have that southern twang.
Yeah.
And
yes.
So we hired her to be the lead singer of the chorus parts.
Right.
It's also a dance song.
Yeah. Oh, talk about that. Okay. Yeah. There is no, and I didn't know this until you told me.
Uh-huh.
There is no Christmas dance.
There's not. There's no songs out there as a Christmas dance song, like a Macarena.
Right. I was just going to say Macarena. Yeah.
Yeah. We have never found a Christmas song that has a dance component to it. And so we made it's kind of like a bunk it to the left, a bunk it to the right.
Yeah.
That kind of a thing. And so there's a dance component to it. And so, which makes it even funnier because you've got the bunk too,
while you're
doing the dance. And so we had to find somebody kind of southern, a little bit more like twangish. And so, can I tell a little bit about the history of the virtual 3D animated band that actually we say sings in?
Yes.
So, because it has to do with the military. So, me being prior military, is that we came up with this 3D animated band called the Beboppers.
The Beboppers.
Which you can find it at the Beboppers on all social media platforms.
I like that.
And hashtag the Bonk Song to hear the Bonk Song on all streaming. So, but the Beboppers is a band made up of Grandpa Harold, Granny C, Grandma Carol, and Old Sam. So Granny C is the guitar player, and Grandpa's the drums, and Sam is the upright bass.
Sounds like the old Chuck E. Cheese band.
Kind of.
You know?
So, but the backstory with this is that they actually were in the USO in World War II.
Oh, wow.
And so they're a USO band, and that's where they met.
Oh, they're a real band.
Well, no.
Oh.
There are 3D animated characters.
But their backstory is?
The backstory is that they were in the USO in World War II.
Oh.
And so that's where they met, got married, moved back to Kansas City, and that he became a greeting card writer because he was a great lyricist in the band.
Right.
And so Hallmark Cards is here in Kansas City, so we obviously chose that he worked for Hallmark Cards.
Yeah.
And so they raised a family here, and it's like the backstory is his whole life. He always tried to put out songs, and just nothing really took for him.
Right.
And at near the end of his life, they were always big on Christmas, and their family was always using these bonk tubes, even when he was little. So the first chorus the first verse is about when he was little, he saw somebody under his tree, and he ran up and grabbed the tube and bonked the man on the behind, and he turned in surprise to see Santa's eyes. And he's like, oh, coals in my stocking, why did I do the bonking?
Right.
So he bonked Santa on the bottom.
Yeah, you don't bonk Santa.
You don't bonk Santa, because so he got coal in his stocking.
Sure.
So then he has this family, so at the end of his life, he's 75, that's not the end of your life.
Yeah.
But, and so he's come up with a song called the Bonk Song. And so it got viral because his granddaughter was a local DJ.
Ah,
so she puts it on the radio.
That's good.
And it goes huge. And so the local TV station picks it up.
That's
so
great.
They come to film it. And so it's their whole family doing the Bonk Song dancing to it and singing the Bonk Song. So eventually we're hoping that we can turn it into a whole musical.
So, oh, wow.
But this is the end of the musical.
But what a great,
song.
Great story, you know, a great storyline, great whole family can participate in, you know.
Grandparents, grandkids.
Yeah, that's and sometimes I've been told this more than once now because our granddaughter's coming in for Christmas and she just turned one. And they said, you know, all you need to entertain her is this.
Exactly.
Then why did we buy all the toys?
Well, so we thought about just even decorating and selling the tubes because that's what they love to play with. That
merch.
And the Quaker Oats can. You know what I mean? The little thing that they drum with.
Right.
So we've thought about it, and we can't think of a single other product out there that people play with like that.
Right.
Maybe bubble wrap.
Yeah. Well, you get in trouble with bubble wrap, you know, depending.
But I'm like, where else in the world that you can go anywhere and they all play with something like that the same
way?
It's really so funny.
That's so funny.
So that's how we came up with it.
Well, you all did a great job on the song.
Okay. Oh, you asked me who sang. So,
yes.
So Jamie did the chorus part. And then my friend Joe that co-wrote with me, he did all of the music. He played all the positions, the drum, the guitar. And
is he real? Is he a real
human? Yes, he is real.
Oh. not 3D.
As long as I know he's real.
As far as I know. Yeah.
So he did Grandpa, Grandpa Harold. He sang that, and then he did all of the musical parts.
That's cool.
And I think his favorite was literally just ringing the bell, the jingle bells that Andy gave him.
Yeah.
And because he kept bragging about, he's like, did you hear that? I played the jingle bells. I'm like, you're a guitar, bass, drum player. And keyboard.
More cowbell.
And you're more excited about the jingle bells than anything else.
Well, you know, I just saw a piece on TV talking about what made Christmas songs certain Christmas songs classics.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that at all?
I didn't see that.
It was on CBS Sunday Morning. And there are some things, I mean, this is like they've researched to see what made these great Christmas songs not only last forever, but made them big hits.
Mm-hmm.
You know what one of the components is?
What?
Sleigh bells.
Really?
I kid you not.
That's
I
so
kid
funny.
You not. Yeah. And there are certain chords, major chords, minor chords, that go along with that. And of course, Santa and snow and Christmas tree. I mean, there's so many components, but that was one of the components is sleigh bells.
They
had like the top 10 songs and they said, you can hear sleigh bells in each and every one of those.
But that's how our song actually starts off. That's how you know, like, our song's coming on. You hear a ding, 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 you know, the sleigh bells to start.
Yeah. I'm sure Andy probably advised you on that because he's produced.
He is pretty awesome.
He's produced many
awesome.
Hits in the studio. And,
yeah.
And then there's our show. But, no, that's exciting stuff. So what has been the reaction from your friends, from family?
Yeah. So now we've really had great feedback. I would say the ones that even seem the most excited about it are the grandparents.
Really?
Because I think it just really hits and resonates with them thinking about grandkids and them just growing up all these years. Because the backstory especially, just thinking about all the years going through when they had little kids and then they had grandkids and when they were a kid, they just love it. And they're like, oh man, I just love that tune.
That's so cool.
And it gets stuck in your head. It's one of those earworms.
I was going to tell you about that. I can't get it out of my head.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
That and kids. So grandkids and grandkids and the grandparents, they seem to, those are the two that really love it a bunch.
It's such a fun song. It's such a fun melody. I mean, the words are great. And then you said it's on all streaming platforms?
It is on all streaming. You can hashtag the Bonk Song and find it there. We've actually, in the first 24 hours, we just released it over the week. In the first 24 hours, we've already had 20,000 views.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
It's taken off.
Congratulations.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
That is so good.
Yeah, we have
good.
A great team on
and
it.
And, you know, it's one of those songs that cuts through, too, you know, and that's hard to find. You know, it's hard to find music that just cuts absolutely.
It's silly and fun. And I think it's a little bit like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Right, yeah.
It's a little bit like that. So it's just silly and fun. And I think right now things are so hard in the world.
Oh, I know.
You know, just always bad news when you turn it on and to just have something come
People
out.
Are so serious.
Yes.
They're so serious.
Yes.
Stop being so serious.
You need to go out and do more bunking.
Have some fun, Andy.
Go bunking.
Do something. I mean,
somebody on the
you know
head.
What? That is, no kidding you. That is... Have some fun. Have some fun. That is true, though. I think more, if people had more fun in their life, you know, you just meet people. I meet people sometimes that are, they're almost joyless.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so sad to me because it's so easy to kind of turn your mindset around, you know, I would think. But I've never been serious in my life, so.
Well, my partner Joe, that was on this with me, he and I both just decided that we wanted this out there just because we want to bring back good, strong family, happy, joyous Christmases and playing together and having fun together.
Yes.
How long has it been since we've had just pure fun together?
Right. I mean,
everybody's sitting on their phone.
When's the last time you played Naked Twister?
Do I have to say?
Talk about family.
It's been a while.
Talk about family fun.
I'm joking. It's been a while.
Well, hey, it's been great to have you on the program. Thank you so much for the time. Thank you for your service and everything that you're doing for veterans. It's fantastic. And again, just mention your website so that people can check that out.
So for the Bonk Song or for the businesses?
Just the easiest one to get a hold of you.
Oh, sure. So if you go to parkwestbusinesspartners.com, that'll have my information on there. I mean, I'll talk to them about houses. I'll talk to them about businesses, any of those. If they just want to reach out to me and say, hey, I'd love to, you know, at least just bend your ear.
Yeah.
I'm always willing to help.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And we'll also have everything on the screen for you as far as how to contact and how to even if maybe you don't know how to bonk people. You know, that's another idea, Joey, like an instruction guide.
I do have an instructional video.
Do you?
Well, it's a video that you'll see me doing the dance. I mean, It's kind of silly, and I've got on my frosty hat and everything and a bunch of whole these silver pearls, and I'm all decked out. But so I show, like,
that's
the whole
good.
Dance and
that's
things
good.
Like that. So it's out there.
Great.
And I did sing Granny C, the grandma part.
Yes.
Andy was kind enough to age up my voice. Hopefully he did, and not just let me use my own voice to sound that bad. But I think he aged it up a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, man, this is fun. Well, yeah, check it out. And we will be right back here on the National.
Hey, folks, Charlie here with KBNK Radio. Grab your Christmas tunes and let's hit it.
Bong, 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 you on Christmas. 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 I'll bonk you to the left and I'll bonk you to the right. I'll treat it like a horn and then I'll start a sword fight.
Christmas Eve, heard a bell shatter, saw a man in red, there was so much clatter, grabbed the first tool that I could find.
As veterans, life can often feel like it gives us little control, spinning us through moments of turmoil and peace, companionship and loneliness. But with each challenge, we come closer to finding our place, out of darkness and into light. When it feels like your world is moving too quickly, you're not alone. VA is standing by. Explore mental health resources and treatments for veterans at mentalhealth.va.gov.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The economy is making some record-setting gains, while the cultural fiscal package may be heading deep into the red. Find out why on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.